nitong Miyerkules lang, tinanggihan ng Cebu City Council ang panukalang ito.
The Cebu City Council, its Committee on Environment, denied the project on three reasons. The first reason is because of social acceptability, because most of the people and the residents of the barangays affected, there are actually four barangays that are going to be affected, and most of the residents do not approve of this project. And the second one is they wanted it approved without even submitting an environmental impact assessment. And the third one is that the zoning ordinance, the construction of the power plant is against the zoning ordinance of the Cebu City Council. And from hearing committee report, the proponent of the resolution withdraw the resolution.
Shida, sabi mo nga, ikaw at saka yung kapatid mo ang nagsimula nung movement para tutulan itong power plant na ito. Bakit kayo ganun kaporsigido para tutulan itong power plant na ito?
Well, the first thing is it's bad for the environment. It has harmful effects on the neighborhood, considering that in our neighborhood, we share a wall with the Luduk Power Corporation. And if you look at other power plants, it is not in a residential area. Basically, the Luduk Power Corporation is surrounded by houses. And can you just imagine the risk that they are going to put the residents to? That's why we were so against it. And this is our neighborhood. We were born in it, and we were raised in this neighborhood, and we love this neighborhood. We love our community. So, of course, we really stood up, and then we said, no, you did not consult us. You did not inform us that you're going to put up our plant. And, you know, in this age, it has already been proven scientific and through research that, you know, coal power plants is not recommended and it's not encouraged anymore. Non-renewable source of energy is discouraged and we should go forward to renewable source of energy.
Do you know or do you have any information about how many residents in that area?
Yes, there are actually 7,000 plus residents in that area. And then when they did the public scoping, 200 plus attended. So the rest were not informed. So when I learned that there was going to be, you know, a coal power plant, I just learned because I work in the city hall. And when I learned about it, I was so shocked that it was already for public hearing. And then I'm a resident and I did not know. So I came home and I asked the neighbors, 10 out of 10 of the neighbors that I asked, they said they didn't know that they were going to put a power plant. They were never consulted about the proposed project. But then our barangay captain passed a resolution without objection approving the project of Ludo.
Kanina sinabi mo na this is a collaborative effort. Alam ko may mga ibang grupo na sumuporta sa inyo tulad ng grupo ng kabataan na Youth for Livable Cebu at ng isa pang grupo ng mga estudyante at mga artist na Dakila Organization.
Dakila. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Alam ko na tuwang-tuwa kayo sa naging desisyon ng Cebu City Council.
Of course.
At hindi
Dakila really made an impact.
At this is not just about the residents and the community that you live in. It has a wider impact or it has a wider effect on all the residents and in the whole Cebu City.
Yes, because Cebu City is such a small city. And you can just imagine if it's going to operate, it will not only affect my neighborhood, but it will affect the whole of Cebu City. So that is why I've asked help from Dakila to help me, you know, make the people outside my neighborhood or my barangay be aware of this. And I am so grateful of Dakila and the Youth for a Livable Cebu that when they started, you know, helping us, our reach has multiplied and people were being more aware of the issues that the city of Cebu was facing.
Did you protest outside the city hall?
No, actually, we sat inside the session while the city was deliberating on the issue. But our session hall was so small, they could not accommodate us. So some of the people, some of my neighbors had to wait outside the city hall. It was very hot considering it's summer here. So we just waited patiently and then that's it. We really did not do any rally or anything.
And climate change is a big issue right now, isn't it?
Yes, the proponent, the Ludo Power Corporation, the PR guy, he said that, in terms of emissions, the Philippines is just a small, you know, doesn't contribute a lot to the emissions. Yes, it is true. But then again, being an archipelago, we are the one that, you know, suffers a lot. Here it's very hot. The weather is just, we don't understand that. It's very hot, but we have to be on our toes about this because they might put this on the table after the election.
Ano naman ang masasabi ninyo dun sa sinasabi ng company na the project will give jobs to the Cebu City people?
For me, it's ridiculous because the job that they promise is basically, there's a catch because it's like for qualified employees. But if you look at my neighborhood, most of them are not engineers. They have not even finished college or high school. How can they qualify? Maybe in the construction of the power plant. But after that, of course, there are not a lot of technical engineers or electrical engineers in my neighborhood because it's a neighborhood where most of the people live below the poverty line.
Do you know who Ludo Power Corporation made up of?
I believe it's a family-owned corporation by the Luen. They are an old Chinese family. And my barangay have coexisted even way back before I was born already.
So they live in Cebu City?
Yes, they are Cebuanos. They are Cebuanos. They live in Cebu City.
The owner of the company, just to make that straight.
Yeah, the owner. But then they will be partnering with Team Energy. I believe the Ludo Power Corporation will be partnering with Team Energy. I think it's a foreign corporation. And as of the present, they have two power plants operating. One is in Sual, Pangasinan, and Pagbilao, Quezon. They have two power companies operating there. Mm-hmm. And now they want to open here in Cebu City. But the thing is, in Sual, it's a 100-hectare coal power plant. But then in the Ludo Power Corporation, they have a 12.5 hectares. So
it's a very space, tiny, can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Judging from the space, you know that they will have to extend. So that would mean they said that there will be no involuntary relocation. And then if you live between the lines, that would mean there will be voluntary relocation because 12.5 hectares will just not do to operate a 300-megawatt power plant.
With the success of your movement and the people of Cebu City against Ludo Power Plant, how important is the participation of students, youth, workers, and residents of Cebu City?
Oh, it's very important because, you know, it's like a grassroots movement and the students, you know, they have the knowledge and they can share and, you know, like share the information and it helps the people be aware. Because a lot of my students have really helped me also in disseminating the information and putting pressure on the city councilors considering that it's almost election time here in the city.
Cebu City doesn't mind losing an investor in its city.
I believe so because, you know, they say that we need power, we need an energy, but at the cost of human lives. And these are the people that have put them in their position. So, of course, they have to protect the people who have entrusted the vote, you know, to these public officials. You have to think of long-term, what good is an investment? What good is money when the people are dying because of the coal plant?
Thank you very much, Sheeda Henry of Cebu City.
Thank you, Anne.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.